WTBQ. Hello and welcome to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't forget, we are now 93.5 FM, as well as our very faithful 1110 AM. And I hope you're doing well today. It is a good day to do well. It's also back to college. I took my daughter to college for her first time. She is a freshman. She went up this weekend, and I'm really excited for her. But as we all know, college is a tough one, and it's certainly often very unaffordable. Just recently, when we were up taking my daughter upstate to college this past weekend, President Obama was up there talking about affordable college and how we need to change the way it works here. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And then later on, we're going to talk about study habits that students need to know. So parents of college students, or anybody who's wanting to be a college student or going to be a college student or has been a college student or who is a veteran and wants to be a college student, should listen up to us today, because I'm going to talk to William Amundson, who is president of the Amundson Foundation in California, in Los Angeles. And they have started a new initiative, the Amundson Veteran Scholarship Initiative. And we're going to talk about that today, because they're doing a really wonderful thing. And I want to learn more about it, and I want you to learn more about it, too. So I want to welcome William Amundson to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Well, I'm out in California starting my day with Shannon's Corner, so I'm doing very well.
Well, thank you for getting up so early and joining us, because I know it's very early. I hope you have your coffee with you.
It's 8:30, but yeah.
That's pretty early. Yeah, it's not 5 o'clock early, but it's certainly early enough. What you're doing is a really terrific thing. And, I mean, everybody needs to go to college. As I just said, I just took my daughter up. She's a freshman. You know, it's all very exciting times, and it's very important to do this. Why is it different for veterans transitioning, coming back, let's say from Afghanistan or Iraq? Why is it different for them, and why is it? I don't think it's more important, but why did you start this for them?
Well, it's difficult for veterans transitioning back for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. One is the schools themselves have a problem with figuring out how to admit them. Because unlike your daughter, they just didn't take the SAT last year, and they're not coming in with a GPA.
Gotcha.
So it's difficult trying to figure out how do we take their experiences and translate that into college admissions. The other is, similar to every 18-year-old, they know they want to go back to school, but they don't know what they want to be. And at this stage of their life, you know, they need to stay focused on that. But the funny thing about veterans that we don't realize is they're better educated than the civilian population. So they really should be easier to place. They have a higher rate of high school graduation in the civilian population, higher rate of two-year degrees in the civilian population, and fall just short of the four-year degrees. So we have a very well-educated military, and all the schools should be welcoming them with open arms.
And they have more experience, certainly more life experience, than my 17-year-old daughter has. I mean, they have seen things that they probably wish they didn't see, but certainly that experience can be translated into, a heads up and certainly a head forward or a foot forward in education, right? Do they get any credit for any of this?
Some schools do. Mm. Some schools are still working through that. And to make the shameless plug for our website, www.vetsbacktocollege.com, mm-hmm. There's a video on there, and one of the veterans specifically addresses what they bring to the classroom, which is leadership and real-world experience. Mm-hmm. While other kids might have done some traveling or are learning about the world, they really have lived it.
Right. So your organization and this particular initiative, Define, Recruit, Retain, and Educate for veterans, you take the funds, and you got a good amount of funds here, and the funds go to mostly private institutions, not public colleges, right?
Only private schools.
Only
yes.
Private schools, okay. Why private schools?
The GI Bill covers 100% of in-state tuition, mm-hmm. for all the public universities and colleges. But those are not always the best fit for every veteran student. Some of them, for example, would prefer to go to a school in the arts. Some prefer a smaller campus or a liberal arts campus. And those are only partially funded by the GI Bill. So part of the educating, the schools can use our funds to cover that tuition gap.
Mm-hmm. Who makes the decision who gets it?
They do.
Okay. Now, let me just be clear. As I said, you're out in Los Angeles, but this is not for people just in California. This is a nationwide initiative, right?
No, our initiative is only for California, but we're trying to get the word out nationwide for a couple of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One, we're trying to encourage schools across the country to take in veterans. Two, we're trying to inspire other foundations to take a look at what they already do in terms of their funding priorities and really concentrate on finding ways to help veterans. One of the reasons why the whole AVSI came about was we're a Los Angeles-based organization. Our funding dollars primarily go to Los Angeles, and we had a lot of outstanding veteran organizations that were coming to Los Angeles asking for grants to use them in other parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
But Los Angeles has some of the highest numbers of returning veterans, and we really need to concentrate on that population, and their services weren't here. So we got to thinking, well, what do we already do? We already provide college scholarships, so let's provide college scholarships for veterans. And that's what we're trying to encourage others across the country to do. Take a look at that model. If you have a certain bet for education or science or homelessness or health and human services, think about the veterans and think, okay, what can I do to help that population?
Obviously, this benefits the veterans, but does it benefit the colleges and universities as well?
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. I mean, you're bringing in a student population that are born leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing in that sort of real-life experience into the classroom. Because of their worldwide experience, they bring a level of maturity that really bumps up the academic game, if you will, of the students that are in those classrooms.
I bet this helps with conditions that happen when they come back, like PTSD and things like that. You know, getting involved in something, going into education and learning, gives them a certain goal as opposed to just coming here and floundering, which is really, I mean, an unfair thing to do to many of our veterans as they come back. Tell me a little bit about the Amundsen Foundation in general. And I know that this is your baby here now, the AVSI. But what about the Amundsen in general? And it's been around 60 years. Tell us a little bit about it.
The Amundsen Foundation, well, you just mentioned 60 years, so you just took my intro. Thanks a lot, Shannon. It was started by Howard Amundsen, who came out to California from Omaha, Nebraska, and among other things, started a very successful savings and loan, Home Savings of America. And he, in his passing, funded the foundation, to make a long story short.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that we've been around for 60 years. And during that time, we've now become a billion-dollar foundation with markets ups and downs. And by coincidence, by the end of this fiscal year, we will have paid out $100 billion in grants.
Wow.
And we make about 500 grants a year, and we are the largest arts funder in Los Angeles County, even though our funding interests are really health and human services, education, and then arts and cultural. And we fund roughly a third in those categories.
Wow, so you're very successful at what you do. And how long has the Veteran Scholarship Initiative been around?
Since January.
Since January, okay. So this is relatively new and very successful, right?
Well, so far it is.
So far.
We'll know in December when they reply. And one of the funny things about this initiative is we're really a responsive grant maker. You provide a request and we take a look at it and disperse the funds. But in this one is a rare initiative for us, and so rare that we didn't tell the college presidents we were doing this until we actually called them on the phone and said, hey, we would like to offer you $50,000 to recruit, educate, and retain veterans. Would you like it? And we got accused of everything from corporate espionage, because they said we were just discussing this with the faculty the other day, to some people were just dead silent because they don't typically get calls offering that kind of money.
But obviously everyone took it, and everyone agrees with you, and everyone's out there to help the veterans. Do the veterans know about this as well?
Some of them do, and some of the schools are actually creating opportunities for all of these veterans to get together and mingle and meet, because as you aptly mentioned earlier, they're not 17 years old.
Right.
And early indicators show that they respond better when they're around other veterans. While they want to be part of the civilian population, being around a group of people with similar experiences is really beneficial.
Okay.
So Otis College of Art and Design out here has really taken the lead on that and is opening up some of their galleries. And there's another school that's doing something similar and inviting the veterans from those 25 schools to participate.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very admirable work you're doing. There's no question. I mean, this is very important. And as you mentioned earlier, which is so true, you know, my daughter does her SATs. She's 17. She gets out of high school. She has a GPA. You know, all those things that fit into place for veterans, there's a big break in there. And a break that could be very helpful to all of us, because what they've learned can help their education and help us by understanding it and bringing it back. But we need to give them that chance. So I really commend you for doing this. And the website is vetsback2college.com. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So listeners can go there. Is there anything you want to tell the listeners about it before we go?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of tell you very briefly mm-hmm. what recruit, retain, and educate means.
Okay, sure.
Some of the schools don't have a large veteran population, so on the recruitment aspect, they can use those funds to attend college fairs, advertise for them, hire personnel that are veteran-specific if they so choose. On the education part, that's, of course, to fill that tuition gap. And the retention we like the best. The retention is designed to remove any obstacle that can stand in the way of graduation, whether that's getting tutoring help, whether that's helping with stipends, whatever it may be, to remove all obstacles. And the colleges are the ones who are in control of that. We're not saying to them, you can only use it this, that, and the other thing. We're saying, remove all obstacles as you see them.
Mm-hmm.
That's another unique thing. And I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you dropped your daughter off, did you cry?
Yes, I did. I certainly did. And it gets easier every day, but it's a little hard. Yeah, no, it's not an easy transition. But I'm sad for me, but I'm so excited for her. So, I mean, it's such a wonderful time in a young person's life that I'm so excited.
Well, when she doesn't call, when she doesn't write...
Well, she does. You know,
we have. Think how excited you are for her.
We have texting now, you know, so texting is a lot easier. So they can text very easily. Hi, Mom, I'm okay. So.
Hi, Mom, I need money.
Yeah, exactly. 3 days there, and we're already hearing that.
Exactly.
William Aronson, I thank you so much for joining us today. And again, the website is vetsback2college.com. Definitely go on there and take a look. I really applaud what you're doing. It's excellent work.
Thank you, and thank you for including it on your website as well.
Thank you so much. And everybody, he's right. It's on the website. So if you're in the car and you can't hear it, just go to shannonscorner.com through WTBQ and click on there. There's a hot link. We got to take a break. Yeah, there you go. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about study habits for college and why there's a new study that says everything we know is all wrong. So stay where you are, and we'll be back here in just a few on WTBQ.